2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Here we go.
Go get it. Let's go.
That's it.
It's time for the unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium grade A NFL news from a former NFL quarterback. The other guy on 97.5 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
All right, welcome back. It is 97.5 1280 The Zone Sports Network. This is Unrivaled. I'm Alex Keery. He is Scott Mitchell. Just had David Locke on. If you missed any of that conversation, go back, download the podcast, wherever podcasts are found. In fact, do that. Just download the podcast and say, oh, I missed part of Unrivaled. You can hear our Players Club shows, all of that stuff. So, it's the NFL Roundup time, though, brought to you by LHM Used Car Supermarket. Over 1,000 used vehicles in inventory. Shop online, LHMUsedCars.com. Before in the show, I think it was during What Are the Odds, we were asking about whether or not, what are the odds Taysom Hill is going to start this weekend against, or tomorrow night against the Cowboys? And the reports, as we speak, Scott, are being, the reports are being reported. You know how those reporters are.
They like to report.
They're reporting that Taysom Hill is going to get the start against the Cowboys. Not a shock since he's been taking a bunch of first-team reps this week. You wouldn't take all the first-team reps and then not start, I would assume. But this Saints team is in a weird spot because last year when he came in, Drew Brees was waiting in the wings just to get back, and you knew what you knew where you were sitting. Taysom Hill was the backup. And now it's like they don't know who their quarterback is. And this feels much more like a tryout than any other time in Taysom Hill's career, I think.
If you're Taysom Hill, you got to feel really bad.
Why? You just signed a massive deal, man.
It's got an asterisk to it.
It's got a yeah, but.
It's not a, right. It's not a, this is the deal.
Yeah, but.
It's like, over here is the deal. Yeah, but. Over
yeah,
here is the other side of
you
it.
You could make Mel Tucker money
if you're
playing well.
Right.
If you're the starting quarterback.
Yes. And, I mean, they brought in Jameis Winston. Like, Taysom Hill's been around there for a while, and they didn't just say, Drew Brees retire, usher in Taysom Hill.
So what's the thing that they don't like about him?
Well, I'm sure it's his just natural ability to throw the football consistently and accurately and making all the throws you just have to make. You just have to do that. It's not there's no exception to it, because as soon as teams figure out you can't do this, then they're going to make you just do that.
No.
And then you'll be exposed. They expose frauds all the time.
Or if they know you're really good at only this one thing, then they'll be ready for that one thing that you
right.
do really
they'll
well.
Take it away.
Yeah.
They'll take it away. So I'm not sure that he's that guy that's an every game guy. Now there are a lot of guys out there who aren't. I mean, Taysom Hill is not alone in this. There are starting quarterbacks in the NFL, and there are backups. And the backup guys have flaws, but they're guys that can come in and play a few games for you. And I think that's where Taysom Hill is. But there's just this outside potential or possibility he might be able to be that everyday guy for them. I mean, this is his opportunity, and he's had plenty of them. I mean, it's not like this is the first time.
He went 3-1 as a starter last year.
Right. And so maybe seeing what he does now, maybe that changes things, but really what it does is right now Taysom Hill gives the New Orleans Saints the best opportunity to win, regardless of how flawed he is or whatever.
We refer to some players as the GOAT, right? Tom Brady is synonymous with the GOAT. Michael Jordan, I think, is one of those guys that we would mostly agree is the GOAT, right, in those sports. Well, Tom Brady is becoming even more like Michael Jordan because apparently he had his own flu game when he was playing with the Patriots. It was an AFC Championship game, and it was back in 2004, AFC Championship game, Patriots against the Steelers. And that was the year they snapped the New England's NFL 21 game win streak earlier in the season. And he said guys were like quarantined in their hotel. This is quarantine before we actually did quarantines, right? Guys were quarantined in their hotel room. We had a lot of guys that were sick. I was one of those guys. I had over 102 temperature. It was cold outside. I felt terrible. Scott, it seems very convenient that, 18 years later you can say, yeah, I actually had a flu game too.
I had one.
You did?
Yeah, the first game I played.
Now, yours wasn't a flu game. What was it?
Well, yeah. Was it
flu game? Well, I thought it was pink eye.
Well, what? It's the sickness.
It's the same?
I mean, what do you get when you get the flu? Like, I had a fever.
I was puking.
I never had. Yeah.
So what? How did that work, though? You assumed you weren't going to play.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. I didn't even warm up. Like, I mean, it's a nice story Tom Brady has, but did you warm up before the game? That's what I want to know.
So Scott's version of the flu game, you didn't warm up. You legitimately did not warm up.
They told me not. They said stay away from it because I wasn't playing. They're just like, you just stay away from, just put your uniform on. And in an emergency, if we have to use you, we will.
Did they?
And then an emergency happened.
Did a bunch of your wide receivers get pink eye?
Nobody got sick from it. I think the doctor, I don't know, he gave me bad medicine or something.
Oh, okay. All right.
But it didn't matter. I mean,
well, bottom line is now, 18 years later, Tom Brady says he has his own flu game. And that's
what you have to do
to become Michael Jordan is you go, oh, I had a flu game too.
Yeah, but I think players play better when they're kind of sick. I mean, according to Scottie Pippen, Michael Jordan really wasn't that sick.
I've told you that my theory is that professional athletes are better when they were kids, they were told they wouldn't walk again at some point. Like they have an injury and they go, oh, yeah. I was told I wasn't going to walk again. Oh. And look at me. I just won the Olympics. Oh. You know, you'll hear that story all the time.
Michael Jordan didn't make his ninth grade basketball
team. Whatever that real story was, we never really know.
Aaron Rodgers was the last quarterback picked in the first round.
Now, that's a real story.
Yeah.
Did he have the flu, though? Did he have the flu on draft night? That's the real question.
That's why he didn't get drafted.
Next up on the NFL roundup here, Mike Tomlin says it's time for Pittsburgh to put up or shut up. Is he basically saying that his job is on the line if they don't put up or shut up? Because the buck stops with you, man. I know you're Mike Tomlin, and you're one of the great coaches in Pittsburgh Steeler history, and that's,
I don't think it's about his job. Because the Steelers are really patient with coaches. They're patient with players, and that's part of the challenge is these guys kind of feel cushy. Like, you know, they're not going to get rid of me that quickly. But Mike Tomlin's the kind of guy, when the guy speaks and he says something, you really believe he means it. And the point is we can only coach you so far. You can only the excuses, the reasons, the whatever, just they eventually have to end. This is a league of production. This is a league of you win or you're gone. And that's really the message is like, yeah, I mean, okay, fine, whatever, develop, learn, get better health-wise, but eventually you got to show it on the field. It's just the nature of the NFL. It's the nature of professional sports. If you're not producing, you're gone. You're out. It's over. End of discussion. Done.
Scott, what's the worst Christmas song?
What is the worst
Christmas song that's out there?
This is the squirrel moment here. I just had
this thought of. I know we're doing the NFL roundup, but I just had this thought of.
You know, it's interesting when you
my heavens.
Yeah, you got in the NFL. There was no such thing as holidays. Like
You didn't hear the Christmas songs.
Halloween, it came and went.
What'd you listen to in your Corvette on the way to the practice facility, man?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I wasn't in a Corvette.
See, obviously, right.
I don't know that I could
fit
in one.
What were you in driving to the practice facility at the
Lions? I had like an SUV, you know, like a Lincoln Navigator. That's what I did.
Oh, if you're up in Detroit, you got to buy a Ford or a GM.
Yeah.
You got to buy an American.
There was
something.
No such thing.
I know.
As, like every car. And if you had a car
it
there,
keyed.
It got keyed.
Everybody said that. Yeah, my wife worked at
it's a real thing.
She worked at Ford in you know, for her internship in college, and she goes, yeah, there are people who, if you show up in the parking lot with a Toyota.
So Ford bought Jaguar. So
right?
then you could drive a Jaguar, and GM bought Mercedes.
Did they?
Yes.
I do not remember this.
Yeah, because then I actually bought a Mercedes, but
I thought Chrysler bought Mercedes.
Well, whomever. No, it was Chrysler.
Yeah, it was Chrysler. Yeah. Daimler Chrysler.
Yes, that's remember? Correct. Yeah, someone did. One of the big three.
Come on down and get yourself a Chevy Mercedes this weekend only.
So, what were we even talking about?
Worst Christmas song.
Oh,
ever?
No, yeah.
Because then you went squirrel moment going. It's like when you're in the league and.
Well, you just. Holidays, you forget about
it. Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah, it's like this segment. I just forgot about it. It's like, I didn't know. What are we talking about here?
But what is the worst
David
Christmas
Locke
song?
Just kind of threw me
off. No, I know.
The worst Christmas song might be Grandma Got Run Over by a
that's
Reindeer.
That's a pretty bad one.
Yeah. I mean, think about or no.
Yeah, the
or
sentiment's bad.
What
I
is
saw
it?
Mommy kissing
Santa Claus.
Claus.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's, some infidelity jokes on Christmas. How
what
dare
about
you?
What about the one?
The worst one
is it's
definitively.
It's you two.
No, it's Band Aid. I know what you're thinking of.
Yeah,
it's the one where they all get together.
It's Christmas time.
Yeah, they go. Do they know it's Christmas
right.
time?
I can't sing it like that.
All?
Yeah,
and then what do they say? What's the whole song's point? You need to feel guilty because you're having a great Christmas and other people aren't.
Right.
Because there won't be snow in Africa this year.
Yes. How that relates
and
to
tonight,
this segment,
thank
I don't know.
God, it's them instead of you. Remember that line?
Yeah.
No,
that
I
sounds
just
like Jack Black right there, by the way.
I remembered that line just now, and it made it even worse.
Yeah.
Terrible song.
Well, it's the same thing as they show the pets. You know, that are all, and Sarah McLachlan gets on and sings.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I have to turn the channel on that one. I can't handle that one.
Because they showed your old dog Mo on that commercial, dude.
I have a soft spot for animals.
Oh, my goodness. I'm just saying that, like, because I'm seeing all the Christmas lights outside of Vivint Smart-Home Arena right now. Beautiful. But then I thought, I still can't get in the mood for Christmas music right now. What's the best Christmas music?
We'll turn on FM 100.
I know. I'm just saying.
Just leave it there.
Remember when you told other people to listen to a different radio station while we were talking on the radio? Just now?
Well, they're part of our family.
Let me ask you this. Best
Not
Christmas.
Right now.
Best Christmas song. What's the best Christmas song?
Wait, don't.
Well, they need to tune in FM 100. Who are you? Gosh dang it.
Never mind.
Best Christmas song is Charlie Brown's Christmas by the Vince Guaraldi Trio, hands down.
Charlie Brown's Christmas?
Charlie Brown Christmas album. Amazing. That or White Christmas by Bing Crosby.
There the Carpenter's go. Christmas.
Is that a thing?
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah, listen.
Mama Cass?
No, the Carpenters.
Oh, the Carpenters.
Karen and Richard
yeah,
Carpenter.
Yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
The Mama Cass, that's the
Mamas
and the Papas.
Did they have a Christmas album?
I don't think so.
Hey, guys, you don't like what you're listening to? I'm going to give you a couple suggestions what you can listen to. I'm Scott Mitchell here. When I'm not listening to my own radio show, I turn it to a different radio station. You should, too. Goofball. Jeez, man. Hey, by the way, Locke.
Now.
No, I know. David Locke joined us, and all of our guests joined us today on the Smart Rain guest line. Best of State winner Smart Rain has an incredible Black Friday offer running right now. So get in and ask them about it. Free controllers along with a free Apple iPad to commercial properties who sign up with paid cellular and hosting subscriptions. So visit smartrain.net for more information. That is smartrain.net. Let's take a break here. We'll come back. 2 Minute Drills next, right around the corner. Stay right here with us on 97.5 Toll Vita The Zone.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.